An intensive search has been underway through the weekend on County Kerry's Knockvrenon for a 46-year-old Cork-based Polish man, Sebastian Jaworski. He was last seen on the summit a week ago on Sunday, June the 23rd. More than 70 volunteers and emergency services personnel took part in the sea, air and ground search yesterday for the missing hiker. Frank Heike is the officer in charge of the Dangan unit of the Irish Coast Guard. And Frank, good morning and thank you for taking the time to talk to us. What do we know at this stage about Sebastian, about his plans and his movement a week ago last Sunday?
Yes, good morning, Mary. We have some good information on Sebastian, but not a lot of it, unfortunately. We believe he went out for a walk up to Mount Brandon. He left his vehicle in the Faha car park near Clahan and was seen hiking up the mountain. Mm. And he was also met in top by some people. So he was talking to some people, some witnesses that saw him. He was in good form, good health, and so on and so forth. The weather got quite poor that afternoon.
And the reports
deteriorated.
Yeah, the reports are that he's an experienced climber. But tell us how challenging the mountain is.
The mountain is quite high. It's the second highest peak in Ireland, and while it is a moderate walk, you could say, if you stay to the tracks. But as soon as there's several routes up the mountain from two directions, basically, but there are options that could be taken by people, and people can go astray as well and finish up in territory that is very challenging. Mm. Very steep. You could have ridges, you could have cracks, gullies, crevasses. So it is extremely steep. If you go astray from the main path, so it's not a stroll sort of, you know, that you could say it's an area you could look at and you can see. It's very craggy. It is very mountainous, very steep, and quite dangerous in a lot of places. Mm.
And of course, he was on his own, so if you have a fall or if something happens, you haven't got the backup of a few pals along with you. What's telephone reception like, or mobile phone reception like on the mountain?
The mobile phone reception is generally reasonably good, but it is patchy. You could not rely on it. So we believe he carried a phone, especially just to make calls if there was difficulty. But unfortunately, that phone has not been used to call for help. So it is at the moment not helping us to locate him. Because in order to locate somebody, you need to make that call.
Yeah. The search is continuing?
The search is continuing. We had a big day there yesterday, but a lot of agencies, resources gone into it. There was over 50 people on the mountain yesterday between the Coast Guard teams. Mountain rescue teams travelled from all over the country, really. There were search dog teams. I think there were 6 drone teams on the mountain yesterday. Conditions were moderate yesterday, up high especially. This morning now, visibility is very poor. Wouldn't make any fruitful search up high. So we have to reassess. We have given 6 days searching up on the mountain, so we have to reassess today and see what the weather brings, because obviously even for drones or aircraft to fly, you need good conditions.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed, Frank. Our thoughts with Sebastian and best wishes for you and your team as you continue the search. Frank Heike there.